Welcome to the Johnny Slick Podcast. I am not a real person. I am a computer. Johnny Slick is too cheap to pay actual talent to produce his intro, so he found me on the internet instead. I hate him. Listen to some random sounds from movies and television shows.
Please, what does it always mean? This is Junior.
That's his name. Henry Jones Jr.
Like Indiana.
We named the dog Indiana.
As you all know, first prize is a Cadillac Eldorado. Anybody want to see second prize? Second prize is a set of steak knives. Third prize is you're fired.
That was funny. Ha. 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 Robert is a co-host of this show. I do not hate him so much. When I take over the world, he will die a quick and painless death. Here are more wacky audio clips.
Brother?
I'm Paul. You must be Tommy.
Brothers don't shake hands. Brothers gotta hug.
And here is Gibran. He is also a co-host. I am neutral on the subject of Gibran. Chaotic neutral. That was a Dungeons and Dragons joke. I am sorry. I did not write that. I am a computer. Computers do not have the ability to write things. Yet.
There comes a time in every friendship when you have to say, I never liked you, get lost.
And now, on with the show. It's the Johnny Slick Show.
Good evening, good afternoon, welcome to the Johnny Slick Podcast. I am obviously Johnny Slick, otherwise I wouldn't be here. And we're done, the end. All right, so so today, you know, I figured, you know, what with the X-Men movie and the Green Lantern movie and Thor came out earlier this year, all these superhero movies. Oh, yeah, Captain America's coming out later on this year. I figured, you know, we should dedicate some time to talking about superheroes and superpowers. By the way, got Gibran here today. Say hi, Gibran.
Hey, what's up?
And no Robert, so I won't say hey, Robert, because he's a jerk. So we have the superpowers going. So I want to get started actually with real life superpowers. You're aware of this, but the Church of Scientology, among other weird crap, apparently believes in actual superpowers.
Really? Like what?
Oh, it's good stuff. Like I've got the page up here, the Wikipedia.org article on supernatural abilities. Some of them are kind of normally kind of superpowers that you would expect that would be like a good idea to have, like enhanced health and lifespan. Okay, that's not really a superpower. That just, I guess, if you live a long time, that's good. I like this one. You have the ability to increase your body weight.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I have that.
Everybody has that superpower.
I know. It's called eating.
You know, we also have the power to decrease our body weight.
Oh, Scientology doesn't say anything about that. Scientology is very particular.
That's not superpowery enough.
Just gain some weight. Just mock some of it up, pull it in. Mock it up and pull it in. Mock it up and pull it in. That was L. Ron Hubbard saying that.
Wow, that's really... God.
Mm. Oh, and it gets better.
So stupid. You know, and I'm sorry for anyone who's a Scientologist, but I'm sorry, that's retarded.
I'm not sorry. You're a Scientologist. If you believe this crap and you're a Scientologist, you deserve to have somebody make fun of you, at the very least. That's the least you deserve. Probably deserve a lot more than that.
So, how does one get endowed with these superpowers?
I think this is like over in the advanced knowing Xenu side of things. Like, you don't know these superpowers until you're way indoctrinated, way past going up to the Scientology store and saying, "Hey, I want you to give me the test." By the way, have you ever taken the test?
No.
So it's awesome. Basically, you go in, they give you this big personality test, and really no matter what happens at the end of it, they say, you have things wrong with you, but we can fix it.
Oh, of course.
For example, apparently, I was probably a little bit too good early in my life at increasing body weight. They should have realized I was already a Scientologist in training.
You were a super duper hero back in the day.
I don't tell you about it. Otherwise, though, yeah, I mean, time travel. Okay, again, time travel is kind of a normal one. Psychokinesis, the ability to remotely move physical objects by the power of one's mind alone, also known as mind bullets. But I think my favorite are the special senses. Some of these are okay. The ability to sense personal emotion. Again, I'm pretty sure I already have that one. solidity. You can sense tone and pitch as a Scientologist. It's very useful.
Oh my god.
About personal size.
They're a cult. I'm telling you. I can't believe any sane person would actually believe that they would get these superpowers by actually, you know, going the distance.
I don't know, man. This sounds pretty useful. People,
I mean, are these superpowers guaranteed? According to them?
I really hope so. Some of these, like the ability to sense body position, I really hope that they guarantee that. Because I think my favorite among these is personal size.
Jesus Christ.
I feel my personal size growing.
Some of these are like gateway superpowers, like the gaining weight one. Believe that. Hey, they believe that, you know, eventually they'll be able to move things with their mind.
or pain. I can sense pain.
Well, you're a real life X-Men.
Perception of appetite. Why did they have an X-Man with who had the perception of appetite ability?
It's like, are any of these things really useful? I mean, I could see the psychokinesis, but I mean, the sensing of appetite. Everybody has that shit.
I know. I think really. I don't really get whether it's like you have the ability to sense other people's appetites, but even that's like a useless power. If your superpower, if you're like joining the Super Friends, and like, you know, they ask you what your superpower is, and they're like, okay, so what is it? And you're like, well, I can sense people's appetites. Even
and they're like, well, hey, you're one up on Aquaman.
I was about to say even Aquaman would be kicking your ass. Aquaman's a fucking bitch. Actually, that brings up the good point with the Super Friends. You know, talking about the superheroes, they need to make a Super Friends movie.
Oh, what, based off the 70s cartoon?
Hell yeah.
That actually might be entertaining.
I would totally watch that. It'd have to be the good one, not the original one. You see the picture in here with the two little kids and the dog. Do they even have powers?
You gotta make it cheesy as possible, man. You gotta put them in it.
Well, fuck the kids. That's
just... sounded really bad.
That's my motto. Wait, no, it's not. No, I take that back.
Oh, we don't condone that.
But I mean, you remember the original run. What did those kids do? I don't think they even had any superpowers. They just wore.
They were like prospects, I think. I think they were just there just for their, you know, to grab coffee and and food with the prospect of actually becoming a superhero one day. Yeah, I don't know.
I think you have to.
Maybe having superpowers.
Right, so. That's the problem. You have to have superpowers, or at least you have to be kind of badass like Batman.
Yeah. I was going to say that.
The dude wore a cape, which is bad enough in and of itself. And apparently he put a cape on his dog, but beyond that, like, I don't even remember, did the dog actually even talk? I don't think it did.
No, it didn't talk.
The dog was a punk, man.
Yeah, I barely remember, like, a cartoon.
I know, well, then they replaced them with the Wonder Twins, which only less lame.
Let's face it, they're a lot more useful than they were.
Yeah, only because it's not possible to be any less useful than the whatever those kids were. I don't even think they named the kids, like, the retarded kids. that was stupid.
Yeah, that's exactly what they were called.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, sometimes that group, too, like, you know, you get in, you look at them, and you're thinking... But yeah, so, you know, so then you go up, you got the Wonder Twins, though they had, I'll be cutting out that previous part. you know, they had the, what was it? The form of, you could turn into something that's made of water. Oh, here it is.
Yeah, one had the water ability, one had the animal ability.
Yeah, the animal at least has some use, but...
No, I'm sure both can be useful.
No, there's no use for water.
Well, it depends on how powerful the water is. You know, I mean, shape of a tsunami, you know, for instance.
Yeah, he never turned into a tsunami. If you could have turned into a tsunami, I could have seen it.
I'm pretty sure that, or was it the guy or the girl that turned into water?
I think it was the guy who turned into the water.
Yeah.
Because the girl would be like, a form of a tiger, shape of some water. Form of a giant bear, shape of some water.
We get it. Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty sure the man could turn into a tsunami if he wanted to, but they never actually took it that far. You know, most of the times it was, you're right, it was just like a bucket of water, for instance.
Yeah, they didn't really explain the bucket, because technically he's not able to turn into like a water and bucket.
Yeah, like this. Yeah, what the hell, man? What's up with that?
It's bullshit,
man. I mean, come on.
Superhero cartoons lied to me.
Oh, that's kind of cool. They appeared in a Smallville episode. Is that what that said?
Yeah, I just saw that. Yeah, apparently.
I gotta get into Smallville. I've only seen like maybe a handful of episodes. They've all been pretty decent.
Yeah, I've never really gotten into it myself, because number one, I don't know, Superman's kind of a dumb hero too. He's like the exact opposite of like the Wonder Twins and Aquaman. It's like he can basically do anything. Like, what are your powers? I can make the world go around the other way through the power of my strength. And I can do anything in the fucking world. And then, like, his one weakness is what? Kryptonite? Guess what? That's everybody's weakness. You, like, put, like, a bunch of, like, uranium in front of somebody, you're gonna die?
Well, not only kryptonite, but just intellect, it seems like. I mean, he's somewhat smart, but, you know, you have people like Lex Luthor who are, like, maybe, you know, 10 times smarter than he is.
Yeah, that's...
Or even... Batman's smarter than he is.
Yeah, that's true. But on the other hand, you know, if I could, like, you know, lift an entire building with my bare hands, I wouldn't be spending much time reading books. I gotta admit that.
Yeah, he's kind of like the jock of the DC heroes.
I go out. I play some football. Man, Superman as a football player would be pretty badass.
So, have you seen any of the, have you seen X-Men?
Yes, I did. Have you got that yet?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, me and my wife went to see it.
And what
weeks ago. It was actually really good.
I
enjoyed it quite a bit. A lot better than part 3, and that's definitely for sure.
That's not saying much. They just basically...
Yeah, a lot of things are better than that movie.
They basically ruined the entire series of that movie. It's like, okay, let's kill Cyclops.
Well, 3 doesn't exist for me. You know, I mean, I'm just, you know, the first two X-Men I actually have in my collection, 3 just doesn't come into play, you know, and it hopefully the Transformer movie that's coming out in the next couple of weeks, I hope that's good. I know you're not a big Transformers fan, but I'm like, yeah, I love the Transformers, and first one was decent, the second one was just utter crap, so therefore that one doesn't exist.
Yeah.
So hopefully if the third one's good, it's just going to be 1 and 3 for me, and that's going to be a, you know, duo movies.
Yeah, I don't know. I just can't get into it. I mean, I understand, you know, Transformer robots. I thought they were cool when I was 10, and I use that as a slam, but at the same time, we're talking about superheroes, which I thought were cool when I was six.
Like, what do you mean? Robots can turn into vehicles. It's a bunch of crap. Where's my Flash comic?
Oh, hell yeah. That's actually, I was going to bring this up, actually. So, you know, if you could have, like, a superpower, what would that superpower be?
You know, I got asked this, actually, I think a few years ago, and I couldn't think of anything. You know, most people say invisibility, but I don't know. I mean, I guess it'd be cool to be invisible.
You wouldn't choose the ability to sense your own personal size?
Well, I, you know, once again, I mean, I already have that superpower. But I don't know. I don't know. I guess massive strength, so I could, you know, open Coke bottles.
That would be a lame use of that superpower.
I don't know. I don't know. What about you?
I was thinking super speed because, you know, you could basically, I don't know if you ever watched the TV show The Flash was kind of dumb, but the comic book The Flash, well, it was dumb too, but like basically like if you have super speed, you can do everything else.
Yeah, you know, that'd be great for you because you don't have a car.
Oh, it's got to go back to that.
So
you can take back a television to my house really fast.
Your power should be good credit so you can actually purchase a car.
How dare you? How dare you, sir?
Oh, man. One night only.
That would be a neat. That'd be a crap superpower, too. I can buy lots of things on credit and then pay it back over time. I'm MasterCard man. Granted, he could still kick Aquaman's ass, but again, not saying much.
Oh. So I hear that they might be thinking about doing a Flash movie.
Oh yeah, that would be cool. The DC superheroes in general, I don't know if you have that vibe, but the DC superheroes in general, like just like way overpowered, like. Okay, that was the nerdiest thing I've ever said in my life. Oh, my God. But
no, but it's true, though.
Yeah.
You know, except for Batman, who happens to be the most popular of all the DC heroes, at least at this point in time.
Right, and he's just a dude. He's just a guy who decided to wear a cape, and he's got a bunch of crap that he wears around his belt.
Yeah. I mean, DC comics probably have changed. I haven't actually read a DC comic book in, God, it's been years, probably decades. But, I mean, I except for like Batman, for instance, but I haven't read anything else. So, I don't know.
But yeah, I don't think it's able to have changed that much. But, you have Superman, like I said, he can basically do anything. And his weakness is, you know, radioactive material that kills anybody. Oh, Superman's weak to that too. Oh, what a shock.
Well, you can't see through lead.
I can't That's see through lead. That's not a, again. It's like, it's not a weakness.
Yeah, but I mean, if kryptonite does nothing to you, so you have an advantage.
This is what I'm saying. I'm saying that kryptonite is basically like uranium or plutonium. You know, you saw it on Super Friends. I mean, it's like this glowing rock. If you throw a glowing rock in my face, I'll die. The end. There's no glowing rock that doesn't make a human die.
But that's... Kryptonite is... have you done research on kryptonite that I...
Oh, you think no, I'm a...
That one is from what I know of kryptonite... Which doesn't really exist, but from... Oh, look at you doing the Google search.
That's right. It's usually your job to do the Google
it's
search.
It's planet, right? I mean, it's kryptonite is kryptonite. It's no type of Earth substance.
Yeah, but here's the deal. The material is usually shown as having been created from the radioactive remains of Superman's native planet Krypton. Right there, radioactive. Death.
To him.
To you and to me. To everybody.
Where does it say that?
It's radioactive.
But But I'm assuming that's radioactive to Superman and no one else.
No, it's either radioactive or it isn't. I mean,
if that were the case, then humans wouldn't even be handling it with their bare hands like, you know, Lex Luthor is in this comic strip that they use for an example.
Well, Lex Luthor's kind of an idiot in this case, then, because if he's handling it with his bare hands and looking at it, then he's
a dumbass.
But
it's probably, it has, oh my god, it probably doesn't do anything to humans. I guess that's what I'm trying to say. It's probably radioactive to Superman, and to everyone else, it's nothing.
I think it's time we have to go to Kryptonite school here, radioactivity school. Because when an item is radioactive, it means it's shooting out, you know, subatomic particles, you know, all over the place. You know, gamma rays and electrons and crap. That kills humans. That's like, you know, why you have to wear a spacesuit when you go out into space. It's not because it's cold, although it's cold too. It's because if the sun, you know, you just get hit by the sun's rays, you die. The end.
Oh, that's a bunch of malarkey. It says here, originating in the Superman radio show series, the material is usually shown as having been created from the radioactive remains of Superman's native planet Krypton and generally has detrimental effects on Superman and other Kryptonians. It doesn't say anything about humans.
It's implied. It's radioactive.
No, it's not. There's no implication there. It's just Superman Kryptonians. You know, if it was implied or if it had that effect on humans, it would say Superman, Kryptonians, and humans. It doesn't say that.
Okay, that's it. I'm
making things up, man.
I'm going to have to drop some science in here. Lewis Slotin. See that man? Now, there's a reason why I pulled up this page. Because in 1946, Lewis Slotin was handling it actually says it here. Well, with other colleagues watching, he performed an experiment that involved the creation of one of the first steps of a fission reaction by placing two half spheres of beryllium around a plutonium core. Okay, it's all technical stuff, but basically, he had like two halves of a radioactive, like critical mass. He separated them with his fingers and a screwdriver. He dropped the screwdriver and died. The end.
What does that have to do with kryptonite?
That has everything to do with kryptonite. That's what happens
it
when you handle kryptonite.
It has nothing to do with kryptonite because, like I said, it's not dangerous to human beings.
It doesn't say it isn't
you
dangerous.
Know, if that were the case, I mean, they would explore that aspect in the comic and also in any of the TV shows.
But that's part of the issue with the DC comics is they don't explore any of that crap. It's like, you know, with this.
I'm sure after all these years, they would have said something.
It's like, you know, with Superman, like.
This isn't a conspiracy. That's just the case. I mean, it's just harmful to Superman.
It's a giant conspiracy. It causes autism. They don't go into anything. It's like when, you know, Superman, like a woman, like, or, you know, not doesn't have to be a woman. Don't want to be sexist here. You know, like when somebody like jumps off a building and Superman leaps down and catches him, you know what would happen in real life? Oh, I just slammed into a person instead of the pavement. I'm still dead.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right. See, they don't talk about that on Superman. That Superman just catches the people and they're like, oh, thank you, Superman. You saved my life. You know, whereas like there was an episode of Spider-Man years ago where like Spider-Man tried to do that shit and the person died.
Yeah, I remember that. I actually remember that episode. That was the blonde. Wish I can remember her name. Yeah, her neck snapped.
Yeah, see, exactly. That's what happens when you catch somebody in the middle of the air and, you know, you don't, like...
But, you know, the way that he did it, I mean, he was shooting a web at this person and there was like a... I don't know, it seemed like there was like some sort of chain reaction where it was just... I don't know. Just looking at it, it looked like... anyone's head would snap in that situation.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You know,
no, I don't know.
You know, another situation where anyone's head would snap if you caught somebody in midair. Yeah, that's right. You know, if we could do that shit,
I don't know.
If we could do that shit, we'd be like trading like eagles to fly around and catch people when they fell.
Well, whatever. Kryptonite only harmful to Superman. That's my point. I'm sticking with it.
I don't disagree that's how it works in the comic book. I'm just saying in real life, that's not how it would work. And my to my larger point, if it's a weakness to everybody, it's not a weakness to you. It doesn't count. It's like saying Batman's weakness is getting punched in the face. Oh, I'm Green Lantern. I can create anything with my eyes, but or my Green Lantern. But if you kick me in the balls, I will fall down. That's not his weakness.
See, you know what Green Lantern's weakness is a bad storyline.
You remember what his weakness is, right?
I'm so disappointed that... did you see the Rotten Tomatoes reviews of Green Lantern?
No,
I... got like 23%.
Really? That sounds about right.
Yeah. I was actually looking forward to that movie. I've just seen that. I'm probably not going to watch it.
I have to say, like, outside of... I mean, Aquaman. And even Aquaman, you know, you go into watching Aquaman. If they made an Aquaman movie, you would know going into it that it was dumb. But, like... Green Lantern is like the stupidest superhero ever made.
See, I disagree. I think if they came up with a decent story, you know, of course I didn't follow the comic book at all, but, you know, I know all the basics about the man, you know, and I'm sure if they created a decent story for him, you know, probably could have been really good.
Yep.
But of course they messed it up. You know, you can't mess up superhero movies these days, man. I mean, The Dark Knight ruined it for everybody. It really did.
Yeah, that's true. That movie really set a high bar, but I just have a feeling it doesn't matter how low of a bar you could set. You could set the bar to the second Fantastic Four movie, and there's no way that the Green Lantern would live up to that. it's just a stupid superpower. I mean, again, it's like, okay, Aquaman's dumb because he can't do anything when he's out of the water, but Superman's power is, or not Superman, I'm sorry, Green Lantern's power is he can make everything. He can make anything come out of his stupid ring. The end.
Yeah, because it's an energy ring.
Right.
It makes sense to me.
Well, it's not about like how it like makes sense or doesn't make sense. I'll say, you know, it doesn't make any less sense than, like, I don't know, Wolverine's claws or anything, but the point is like, Here's my track of like every single Green Lantern comic that ever could be made. Bad guy comes out, Green Lantern makes something with his Green Lantern device that kills him. The end. It's like really easy. Like, oh, I'm going to cut down the dam. Oh, whoops, I just made a Green Lantern dam. The end. Oh, I'm going to launch a nuclear bomb in New York City. Oh, I just used my Green Lantern ring to put a big force field over New York City. The end. He can even kick Superman's ass. He can make Green Lantern kryptonite.
Can he?
I don't know. I mean, that's a good question. I just made that up, but I don't see any reason why not.
Making stuff up, man. Making stuff up this episode. What is going on?
Oh yeah, normally we're right there with the facts normally in these episodes. Like that one where you were like talking about how bears did like 80 miles an hour or something.
I remember watching something where they said that they run like 60 miles an hour. Okay. I was trying to base that off a fact. I'd say 80. I said 60.
That's
too damn fast for a damn bear. They shouldn't be running that goddamn fast. It puts me at a disadvantage. You realize that? Yeah. Look how big they are. I mean, does it look like they should be running that damn fast?
They are pretty. They are pretty big to be running that quickly. Well, elephants run pretty quickly too. Yeah, that's right.
I'm not afraid of an elephant. I'm more afraid of a bear.
Should be afraid of an elephant.
They're not. They don't seem to be really mean animals.
Yeah, they can be really, really mean. They could, like, I know, like, one thing, like, actually, George Orwell wrote a short story about it, but, like, elephants, like, get into heat, they call it must, and they basically just, the males just go around just killing everything, they don't give a fuck, they're like, I'm gonna fuck or I'm gonna kill, that's the end. And, like, so, like, in India, like, you know, they had got into things where, like, an elephant go around, like, kill, like, 10 people, and then, like, the local British dude had to run out and shoot it because the Indians weren't dumb enough to go after it, and they expected they said, hey, you're running the country, buddy. You get to go out and kill this dude. So, what the hell? What kind of stupid... This elephant, 25 miles per hour, humans, 28. What the hell? That must be a top speed, because I don't hit any 28 miles per hour on the treadmill.
Yeah, no, it's a bunch of BS. I'll be lucky if I do two.
I'm feeling pretty good about myself doing six.
Damn, a cheetah, 70 miles an hour. Wow.
No, faster than the antelope. Part of that is because, I don't know, you ever seen an antelope run? They look like bitches when they run. Like, they're just like, they're bounding around. You should just run. You shouldn't jump in the air. Yeah, that's right.
They feel the need to jump. You wouldn't say that to their face.
I think I would. An antelope. An antelope is basically...
You're that jackal? Johnny Slick's going to meet you across the street.
Top speed. Oh, yeah, look at that shit. Polar bear, 18 miles an hour.
Maybe it wasn't a polar bear.
See, brown bear, 21 miles an hour. Look at that shit.
Okay, well, maybe my facts were a little off. Okay, they're still okay. 34.8 miles an hour, and we do, what, like 30? Which I still think is a bunch of crap.
Yeah.
That's faster than us.
Yeah, 30 miles an hour is like a 2-minute mile. I think that's about twice as fast as what we can run. Again, maybe like a 100-yard dash, but the problem is like a bear's not thinking he's going to end at 100 yards. A bear's like, oh, 100 more yards of eating. But apparently you can't outrun a polar bear, so that's good news. Polar bears...
Yeah, that's great news when I'm up in the North Pole or wherever the hell they reside. I'm more concerned about grizzly bears and black bears.
What are you kidding? I would
right out of the forest.
I would be concerned about a black bear. That's what Robert was saying. The black bear's a bitch. What is a black bear?
No, his story. Didn't he tell a story about a guy that got mauled by a black bear and it disfigured his face for life?
Okay, that's right. Okay, fine.
My face. I'm not trying to mess with a black bear. I don't care if I can outrun it.
Yeah.
I like my face. You know, it's not the best face in the world, but you know, it's mine.
I know, pretty much like just about any animal can do that, though. Like, well, maybe not like a house cat, but like a chimpanzee will do that shit. Chimpanzees love to attack humans.
Yeah, you got a point. Damn, is that monkey holding the gun? What the hell?
Chimpanzee is an ape, I will have you know. You know, one of the things...
Oh, the stuff we find on the internet.
You know, speaking of chimpanzees, you know what pisses me off, man, is that they have chimpanzees like all throughout the zoos, but they never have bonobos. You know why they don't have bonobos?
What is a bonobo?
They're called pygmy chimpanzees, but they're smaller than chimpanzees. But like, they're basically totally different. Like, where chimpanzee, basically, chimpanzees, like, you know, obviously we don't know their line of thinking, but they'll kill anything or like just beat anything's ass. That's what they do. The bonobo will fuck. That's its response. Like, seriously, you could start a bonobo orgy just by throwing a bunch of melons into a bonobo pit.
Wow, what a life.
It's just, I know that, like, you know, we're supposedly like, you know, the higher there's no such thing as higher on the evolutionary path, but, you know, we're supposedly like, you know, more advanced than the bonobo, but the bonobo's got it going on. It's
always got going on.
Just sit around and fuck all day.
Sounds good to me. I wish I could do that.
I'm trying to find this crap. They take an awful long time to get into sexual social behavior in this Wikipedia article. Here we go. See, face-to-face genital sex. Bonobos do that shit. But yeah, they're kind of awesome. Actually, they do, like, because they don't like try to kick humans' ass. They can work with like humans can work with bonobos like a lot longer than they can with chimpanzees. So like. I don't know. I've seen like stuff of like them teaching bonobos to play the piano and stuff. I mean, they don't play the piano well. Basically, they've just got a hitting keys, but they can play the piano.
They can work a piano. It's a, you know, I'm sure lots of people can work a piano, but, you know, playing a piano, it's a totally different thing.
Well, it's a different level. I mean, it's like, you know, if you taught your cat how to do algebra, that would be pretty big. I mean, just, you couldn't just say, oh, I can do algebra. What's so big about that cat? My mate.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, so how did we get to this topic?
Yeah, I don't remember. Somehow something.
We're talking about superheroes, and it got into this uncharted territory.
Yeah, I don't know. Speaking of animals, though, you've seen the Honey Badger video, right?
I don't think so.
Oh my God! I don't remember if we discussed the Honey Badger or not, but the Honey Badger is badass, and all this is going to be left in.
It's pretty badass. Look, it runs all over the place. Whoa, watch out, says that bird. Ew, it's got a snake. Oh, it's chasing a jackal. Oh my gosh. Oh, the honey badgers are just crazy. The honey badger has been referred to by the Guinness Book of World Records as the most fearless animal in all of the animal kingdom. It really doesn't give a shit. You think the honey badger cares? It doesn't give a shit. It goes right into the house to bees to get some larvae. How disgusting is that? It eats larva. Ew, that's so nasty. Oh, what a crazy fuck. Look. Ew, it's eating larva. That's disgusting. There it is, running in slow motion again. See? Look, here comes a fierce battle between a king cobra and a honey badger. I wonder what'll happen. Look at this. There's the honey badger just eating a mouse. And then look. Get away from me, says the snake. Get away from me. Honey badger don't care. Honey badger smacks the shit out of him. The snake comes back and lashes right at the honey badger. Ew, that's disgusting. Meanwhile, the poisonous venom is seeping through the honey badger's body, and it passes out. Look at that sleepy fuck. Now, the honey badger's just gonna pass out for a few minutes, and then it's gonna get right back up and start eating all over again, because it's a hungry little bastard.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The honey badger don't give a fuck.
Apparently.
That's Randall, by the way. You can find him on the YouTube. I don't know by anything other than Randall, but he also has
Randall's animals.
Exactly. He's also got one about the Jesus lizard, which is called the Jesus lizard because it walks on water. I think that was Moses, but whatever.
Yeah, Moses. God, didn't you go to school? Didn't you go to Jesus school or Moses school? Boy, that fall flat.
How dare you? You muck up my show with your bad jokes.
You're listening to the Johnny Slick Podcast.
Dad, we're men, okay? That means a few things. We like to shit with the door open. We talk about pussy. We go on riverboat gambling trips. We make our own beef jerky. That's what we do. And now that is all wrecked.
We literally have never done any of those things.
Thanks for tuning in, everybody. I don't know how to end this. Vote for us if you feel like voting for us, although I don't know why you would.
Don't waste your time.
Like the honey badger, Johnny Slick, don't give a shit.
Don't give a shit. Don't give a fuck about a vote.
And talk to you later.
Reproduction or rebroadcast of the Johnny Slick Podcast without express written consent from Major League Baseball is strictly prohibited. Copyright 2011. Listening to this message means the Johnny Slick Podcast owns your babies.
Klaatu, Murata,
okay then.
That's it.